Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. A quick dot connector, and then maybe we'll get into details later. I have done some episodes on this. I'll say it's blood vessel pasta, because that's what it is. It's foreign fibrous stuff that looks like flat and other types of pasta, various sizes. It is not blood clots. It is found in inside living vessels, and phlebotomists find it when they go to put their, you know, put their embalming fluid in. These are things that should not be in the arteries, and they are what's causing blockages, so not clots. And sometimes, because we're not used to seeing these, we're using the wrong words. So I have had a theory on how these are happening, and now there's another way. It's related. It goes along with this, but a factor I was not taking into account. So very quickly, I'm going to give you the high level. I was taking into account that if the instructions were perfect to create a bunch of proteins, that still, even if what they met the instructions to be, as imperfect as they were, the ones that they met, what they met the instructions to be, the messenger RNA instructions, then could it be that they just don't know enough? They haven't tested it. What are the side effects in some bodies? That must be how this pasta is being created. Other things are happening once you're messing with the protein building machinery, and you act like you have it mastered when you don't. But I missed something that's another huge factor as to why these could be produced, and that is you got to consider quality assurance and manufacturing consistency and manufacturing quality. And it turns out that's a giant, giant factor here, because no doubt partially due to the cash cow that was this emergency, and then also the immunity from lawsuits, their manufacturing quality is horrific. And therefore, because of the manufacturing quality, it's not that only the proteins, the spike proteins that are like the virus get produced. It is also that other proteins get produced. So I get this from a Substack article, although I didn't have to go to Substack. There must be some kind of, you can share it a little bit. I saw it on yournews.com and initially at some news aggregator, and it was somewhere else. Where I found it now, like I said, at yournews.com, it's called Leaked EU-Pfizer Agreement, Cover-Up of Contaminants, Up to 50% Junk mRNA in Vaccine. Okay, so this is by Vinu Arumugham on Substack, so Indian name probably, Arumugham. And earlier, the British Medical Journal had said that 70 to 75% of the messenger RNA in the vaccine is intact. Now, I want you to think about that. Perfect instructions, right? 25 to 35% are not. So what are they? What are they if 25 to 30% are not the right instructions? These are instructions. What happens if you have a partial instruction? Don't you end up with something different? I mean, I suppose a scientist might argue, well, when some of it's missing, none of it's going to work. But it may not be that when any parts are missing, none of it's going to work. But this agreement with the EU, the Italians shared this with our friend Dr. Robert Malone, Italian activist did. This agreement says that product purity only has to be greater or equal to 50% intact RNA. Half of it can be bad, guys. And I don't know if that's, this is RNA integrity. Greater than or equal to 50% intact RNA. That's the quote, product purity category, and more specifically, RNA integrity. Only 50% intact RNA. So as Vinu says here, up to 50% of the mRNA in the shot can be truncated, modified, recombined junk. Well, if you've got truncated instructions, what is the result? If you've got modified instructions, what is the result? If you've got recombined instructions, what is the result? Well, as Vinu says, such randomly modified mRNA could lead to production of random proteins. Now, his concern is not the blood vessel pasta like mine. He has some very valid concerns. Whenever these proteins are formed, whether it's spike proteins or the others, if it goes out to the edge of the cell like the spike proteins were meant to, then the immune system has to respond to those too. You still get the potential confusion of the system because it's on your cell. It's no longer a foreign body in that regard. It's a foreign something on your cell. And so there's a potential autoimmunity problem. But there you go, guys. It is that no longer are we just saying, hey, well, you gave the instructions and you idiots acted like you could master such a thing. And you did a beta test on the first real attempt at it as a vaccine across the entire population instead of figuring that out more closely. So who knows what the side effects are? No, this is separate from the side effects of the actual purposeful and intentful instructions. This is up to half the time, or 25 to 30% for the BMJ, but over in the EU, up to half the time, up to, not always half. You could have bad instructions, so different proteins are being created. So there you go, another potential source for these fibrous proteins that are inside blood vessels, causing blockages, clots, heart attacks, death. This article does have a lot more details. I might get to it. Even the documents are included. Thanks for listening, guys.